My name is Scott, and I'm an addict. First and foremost, I'd like to truly thank God for another day clean and bring me to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, show a hard head like me a new way of life. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? The reading like says it all. You know, tells you what the program is all about. It's like therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. That means that I can't do this alone. You know, the NA program has done so much for me and has helped me change. See, like in the beginning, I was just looking for the absence of pain and I didn't want to change. But having a program of Narcotics Anonymous in my life showed me that if I changed and did some things in my life that I wouldn't be hurting as intensely or as often. You know, like a lot of times, like I put the drug down, but I still didn't change because I really wasn't I really wasn't incorporating the program of Narcotics Anonymous in my life. I totally didn't believe in the concept of Narcotics Anonymous. But after coming around and started to work in the steps and getting with other people, you know, the more experienced member and the newcomer as well, I started to see some change in my life. You know, like I said, the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. Like, you know, I went through some things, like in this program, and it showed me, like, if I stick with the winners and I do what I need to do, that it worked. Like, back in 94 when I lost my fiance in a car accident, and my little girl, and I broke my jaw, and broke my leg in two places. Filled the hospital. You know, that's how this program works. You know, they know that I needed them at that time. And then at the end of relationships, the loss of jobs, like we come together, like to let people know that this thing here is going to be all right. You know, like I just need to get in touch with like where I'm at right now and how the program on Narcotics Anonymous helped me. And in saying that, I can basically tell you like what it is and how it has helped me. Just in March, the 1st of March, I was talking to my mother on the phone and she was telling me, after we come from church, I want you to come by and fix your dad's TV for him. And now at 9 o'clock, I hear the doctor telling my father that they couldn't bring her back. You know, I'm talking about in the span of 4 hours. You hear, you know, you're going from like point A to point B, and you're telling me in this process that I can't use. Why am I not using it? It's because I have a program of Narcotics Anonymous. What is it? It's people telling you that it's going to be all right. It's people that come through this program who you know have lost their mothers and have stayed clean. See, the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel, if you believe it. You know, the program of Narcotics Anonymous is an entity within itself. See, the program of Narcotics Anonymous is not addicted, and it don't recover. It just is. See, we're the ones, and we make up this program. You know, sometimes as we go along, we just get better with the things that we do. You know, like, I can't forget the feeling, like, back in 94, like when, you know, like I'm laying down and my leg is in traction, my jaw is all twisted, and I look over at the other addicts and I say, you don't have to use no matter what. Like, how can you go from crawling around on the floor and doing all sorts of outrageous things to telling somebody else that you don't have to use no matter what? That's from working a program of Narcotics Anonymous, because they told me if you work this program, you never ever have to use again. Will I ever use again? I don't know. I take this a day at a time, but I know I never have to. See, knowing that you don't have to is like a strength. You know, if you do or not, that's on you. But because there was a time when I didn't have a program on Narcotics Anonymous in my life, I thought I had to use. When the feeling came over me to get one more of whatever it was I needed to get outside myself, I got it because I thought I had to. If I thought about doing it, I did it. I didn't know that if I didn't pick it up, I couldn't get high. I didn't know that. And not until I came to the program and started applying some of these steps in my life did I get better with that. Not until you people start telling me, Scott, you're going to be all right. Just become open-minded. Become willing. This is how it works. You got to get honest. You know, you got to go inside. You know, it's not where you come from, how bad or how good you had it. It's what you want to do about your problem and how we can help you. Can you get honest about your shit? Can you tell somebody the truth, Scott, what's really going on with you? Take a risk in the program. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. They didn't think about you when you was out there using. You didn't matter what you did. If you did anything to get your drug, why not do anything to stay clean? It tells you in the book, you have to do some of this stuff, even if you don't like it. Even if you don't like it, you must do it. It's a suggestion. And they told me the suggestions that you pay for is the ones that you don't take. I didn't understand that. You know, I didn't understand when my sponsor was guiding me through the steps when I was going through the end of a relationship that he's not just giving me his shit. Maybe he was in one and he broke up with one, so he's going to give me his experience with what's going on. He said, leave her alone, Scott. Why are you still calling her? She don't want to be with you no more. Leave her alone. I just couldn't. He said, that's not even the test. He said, no, just leave her alone. And I couldn't stop. I'm not following the program. I'm not listening. And every time I failed to follow the program on Narcotics Anonymous, I got this pain. Because no longer am I being open. I'm hurting, and I'm going to stop me from hurting. If I can just get her back, I'll stop hurting. That's not the program. Not listening, Scott, is not the program. But he kept telling me about this test. You'll get the test if you start to listen. So when the pain became great enough and the rejection was so painful, every time I called, I stopped calling. I didn't want that pain no more. But I didn't know what he was talking about. The test was, well, now when she calls you, what are you going to do? You got to listen. You got to get honest, or the program is not going to work for you if you don't work it. You got to get involved. You got to step up. You got to get commitments. This is what it's all about. Do you get up out your bed at some ungodly hour to go on a 12-step call, or do you just turn over when you look at the caller ID? That's not Narcotics Anonymous. Calling a friend of a friend of a friend. Listen, so-and-so is in trouble. Let's see what we can do. Don't go out there alone. You know, do we do these things? Do we actually treat people how we want to be treated? Because what is the program? This is what the program teaches you, something different. Before, I never had a program in my life. I've never had no kind of structure. I never knew to call nobody. Instead of sitting alone with them painful feelings, the program taught me to call somebody. You know, I backed myself into a corner many, many times to just barely escape with my clean time because I'm hard-headed. See, but the program of Narcotics Anonymous will open you up if you take a risk and you become willing. All of a sudden, see, we're people easily led in the wrong direction, hard to be led in the right. We took all kind of risk when it came to getting just one more. So now when it's talking about saving your life or taking a suggestion from somebody, we don't want to do that. You know, the program says it's about doing the things we don't want to do sometimes. We don't know the answers. If I knew the answers, why am I here? You know, I'm talking about at the end of the road, I needed something in my life that was going to help me with me. And they told me that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. This meaning that nothing is equal to, nothing is going to equal that. You seeing in me what I can't see in me, and me seeing in you what you can't see in you, and being honest enough to accept it. Never mind what somebody is saying about, oh, you know, so-and-so. Never mind that. That's not the program. Look at what they're saying. I don't care how they say it. Look at what they're saying. But only through coming around and going through some pain, see, for a long time, like today, I don't have to get to such a state of desperation to let go now. Through the program. That's what the program has done for me. That's what it is for me. Let go right away, Scott. You know, a lot of times I don't have to become beaten to become willing. This is what the program done for me. I can start seeing stuff before it happens. I can back up and say, no, I know this, where this is going. Second step. Insanity. Repeating the same thing, expecting the results to be different. When you work a program of Narcotics Anonymous and being open-minded, no, ain't no big eye, little you. It's about being honest about what's going on with me. Being able to get inside and get in touch with what's going on with me, doing some step work. You know, no longer, I just don't want to be clean no more. It's not sufficient for me. Because the book tells me that. It's not nothing that I'm coming up with. It tells you. Recovery, it says, addiction involves more than just the use of drugs, so recovery has to involve more than just simple accidents. It says that you have to change, and it also says you either change your way of thinking or go back to using. Something. No, it's not going to be the drug right away. You're not going to go to a bar and say, set them up, Joe. You're not going to do that right away. Before the actual physical relapse happens, you start a long time before that, the attitudes and behaviors. You start worrying about what other people's doing, not staying focused on what you need to do. The best thing I can do for another addict is help myself by being honest with me. When you see me out the snacks and my character is all crazy and you come tell me, Scott, what's going on with you? I might need a minute or two to get back, but thank God I have some sense today that I can grab myself and say, you know what? I have a 10th step in my life. I can make amends. See, that's the maintenance part. The program is the steps. That's how you have to do it. You can't do this thing on your own. You can't work this on your own. Just because you're not hurting today, that's not mean you're not going to be hurting tomorrow. Because it tells you in the third step, and it works how and why, it tells me. Sometimes you have to mourn the end of a relationship or the death of a loved one. I just buried my mother, man, a couple months ago. That don't mean I can get high. I know what that brings. It's insane. Why you want to try to use that for an excuse? Why you want to add insult to injury? Because if they told me and you have proof that if I got high, my mother was coming back, I'd be the first one out there. But that's not a possibility. So I don't have to do that. I can just believe what I believe and know that when she left out of here, that she knew I was all right. I struggled with, did mommy know I was all right before she left? I can remember going in her pocketbook and taking money out. I just need to talk about this for a minute and to tell you what the program has done for me. I can remember, do my mother know that I'm all right? I've been clean for a little while now, but does she know I'm all right? I said, God, I need to know that she know I'm all right. So when we going through the insurance policies to get everything to set the funeral up, I'm all frustrated and I'm arguing and everything. And I look at it and I got an insurance policy out and it said, if anything were to happen to my father, Scott is in charge. They're not going to do that if they don't know you all right. So he gave me the answer for me. I needed to know that I was all right. And I'm only all right through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I don't play with this. I try to work this to the best of my ability. I do H&I. I reach out. I sponsor people. We sponsor each other. Like I said, it's no big I's and little U's with me. You know, clean time is not a rank for me. It's a privilege. I'm grateful to be clean. Life is sweet today. Do you know what it's like not to crawl around on the floor looking for something that you know you never dropped? Do you know the feeling of wanting just one more and there's nowhere to be found? I'm talking about locked in, and you tell me if I apply this program to my life that sooner or later that all this will go away and I can get better a day at a time? That's enough for me. The freedom that the program promised me. I'm talking about being free. And all of a sudden we get $2 above lunch money and now it's I'm being clean is and you know and living the program is not enough no more. Oh, I need a car. What are you talking about? You couldn't stop doing what you was doing however many years, days, or hours ago you was doing it. That ain't enough for you. All this other stuff is a gift. And you tell me the only thing I have to do to keep this is work this program, treat people how I want to be treated, think less of myself and more of others, and my life would be all right, the paradox in that, giving something away to keep it. This program is sweet. Especially when I couldn't stop on my own. Couldn't stop. How can you explain the sudden lifting of an obsession and compulsion to use? Do you remember the day when you woke up and you just didn't feel like getting one? When your belly wasn't turning, when you had a few dollars in your pocket? The program, are you giving back to Narcotics Anonymous what it has given you? The God of my understanding told me that. What is the program? It's me helping you and you helping me from now on. You can't get $2 above lunch money, Scott, and stop coming around because you think you arrived. You think you got this. And the program don't say you graduate. That's not Narcotics Anonymous. if you're really grateful for what Narcotics Anonymous has given you, you won't stop showing up, ever. A day at a time. Sure, we got to find balances in our life, but nowhere in the literature. Oh, yeah, it tells you to take your show on the road, but nowhere in the literature does it tell you to stop making meetings and stop coming around. I hear stuff like, meeting makers make it. Easy does it. Keep it simple. The simplicity of this program. We the ones who make it complicated. It's a simple program. That's what it is. For complicated people. You know. Why don't you just walk through the door? Why are you trying to tear it down? Twist the knob and go in. You know, it's simple. Let go and let God. For a long time, I wouldn't let go if I wasn't certain of what the outcome was going to be. I needed to know what it was going to be. But Narcotics Anonymous told me it's about having faith and believing in somebody other than yourself. Because the shit you was doing, Scott, just wasn't working. You need to let go and believe in something else. Know it's a God and it ain't you. See, in the third step, it don't say high power. It says a God of your own understanding. And that's whatever it can be. Whatever you want it to be. But you need to let go. You need to turn everything over. Everything. It tells you again, some of us tend to hold on to our finances or our relationship. These are things that we don't want to let go of, and these are the things that cause us most pain. Credit cards driving us crazy. Relationship not working. Oh, man. Instead of me getting right with me, I'm going to fix you to make so I don't got to do no work. I'm going to give you a little piece of me and I'm going to be quiet. That's how I was. I abstained one of them instead of getting with the program. But when I got with the program and did my fourth step, it told me to start looking at me. I would always get in a relationship and try to fix you because I didn't have to focus on me if I could make you better. I wanted you to be how I wanted you to be. It's not that I didn't love you or want to be with you. I hated myself. Because I thought I was bigger than. I thought I was better than. I had $2 above lunch money. I had a job at this place. I had a job at that place. I did all the things that I thought I needed to do. But Narcotics Anonymous came in and wrecked that. You start from the ground level. You start at step one. Admit that you're powerless in your life has become unmanageable. It becomes nothing. And at any given time, it'll go back to that if I don't keep these steps up front and if I don't keep honest about what's going on with me. Long time I did the same thing expecting the results to be different. Then it went to a deeper level of insanity, knowing what the results was going to be and doing it anyway. Because I didn't want to get better. But when I got to the third step, I didn't know it was setting me up for an inventory. See, in the third step, I had to let go. I had to believe in something greater than myself. I had to put that into action. See, and through the evidence, based on the evidence in the second step, coming through some storms, I had to get better with that. So now, they just gave me the little tap. I got to wind it up a little bit. But I just want to get with the third step for a minute about letting go. See, when it seems gloomiest, when it seems like things ain't working out the way I want it, I learned that I still need to keep my hands off it and let go. No longer do I have to look for the certainty in a situation. All I know to do is do all I can do and leave it alone. The results is not up to me. That's how the program has been working for me. Do the best that I can do in any given situation and let it go. Because when I pick it back up, it gets heavier than when I originally left it down there. It's like a progression. You know, like, I don't know if I said anything to, like, help anybody. You know, if I had said anything to help you, it was from God. If I said anything to confuse you, it was from my crazy ass. All right? So, you know, with that, I'm going to say thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Scott. Now I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Dennis.
Hi, family. My name's Dennis. I'm an addict.
Hi, Dennis.
It's good to be here. It's pretty funny. I just walked up to this speaker desk this afternoon and said, do you need any help? Is there any place I can fill in? And they said, how about 3 o'clock? And that was like 20 minutes away. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, one of the things I'd like to start out with is that to me, the NA program's a gift. I mean, that's what it was for me. It was a relief. It was a place that I could come and look around, and everybody knew me. I didn't realize how much they knew me when I got there, but they knew me. It has been a haven in all of my travels that I can find a meeting anywhere. And I can go in, and they may not read the readings in the same way, in the same order. They may not close the meeting the same way, but there'll come a point where somebody will say, is anybody here from out of town or, you know, that's just visiting and like to introduce themselves? And I can raise my hand. I can say, my name's Dennis. I'm an addict. And right then I belong. And there's never been a better feeling than that. Because for me, it's real easy when I'm out of town and I got the rental car and I got the money in my pocket and nobody knows me. That's a real risky place for me. And if I've done my footwork ahead of time, I at least know what our meeting is, or I know somebody I can call, and I make a phone call, and where's the meeting at tonight? Oh, well, that's at such and such a place, you know, and I make sure that I get there. Very, very important to me, the very first night I get in town, I get there to that meeting that night, because then there are going to be people who know me. And I can't be my slippery, slimy self anymore, and I've got to be accountable. And I got to show up. And so to me, that's that idea of there's this society or fellowship of men and women that help each other stay clean. Because that's what they do. See, because they didn't know me from Adam. They didn't know me from Adam the first time I walked in. They've never known me from Adam any time I've walked in someplace, out of town, out of country. But as soon as I said my name's Dennis and I'm an addict, they knew me. And they were willing to do whatever I needed to stay clean for another day. You know, to go to bed that evening with my head on the pillow and be all right with who I was and what I was about. Another thing that I have to say about what is the NA, or an attitude I have about what is the NA program, is as I start trying to also summarize what the NA program is not. My opinion: the Chesapeake and Potomac Regional Convention of Narcotics Anonymous is a great celebration of Narcotics Anonymous. But it's not NA. It's not the program of NA. Because otherwise, we wouldn't charge you registration fees. You know? But it's a celebration. It's a chance for us to get together and really enjoy that we got $2 more than our lunch money for a change. And that I can, you know, run into people. There are people that I see here that I only see once a year here.
Come on, Dennis.
You know? And it is just like a moment for me. It is a spark in my life to walk in to downstairs at registration or over at hospitality or wherever and see a face that I haven't seen for a year, and they are still glad to see me. See, because it wasn't always like that, you know? NA program for me was a place where when I got there, introduced myself, they said, keep coming back. Hadn't anybody said that for a long, long time. You know, and they gave me a lot of other things to do, and it all comes out of the literature. You know, if you want to know what to do while you're here, we got a chapter. What can I do? Covers it. So see, you got what can I do? That just lockstep right with what is the NA program. Want to find out? Read what can I do. Then do it. Simple. It's simple. And the NA program is a place that helped me start a new life. To start that change from putting my feet on the floor in the morning and not liking myself to getting to the place that, you know, I want to get up in the morning. I want to start the next day. I want another chance. You know, I love a prayer in the morning that starts with, thank you for another chance. Because that's what NA gave me. That was the NA program for me. It was that lifesaver. You know, my story of my HP showing up for me is when I finally made that call, and it was, you know, 1-800, please save me, you know, whatever it was. And I said, you know, do you know where there's an NA meeting? And they said, yeah. And I had the maps out, and I'm trying to find where the place is. And like a true dope fiend, I said, well, do you know where there's a meeting at tomorrow night? You know? And I proceeded to do a lot of stuff around the apartment. I didn't make the first meeting. I didn't make it that night. But see, my HP showed up for me that day because whoever was on the hotline just wasn't quite hard enough to go, look, if you really want a meeting, you'll get to one tonight. And he gave me one for the next night. And I went to work. And I came home. And what I knew deep in my heart was if I didn't get to a meeting that night, I wouldn't stay clean. It would be the end again. I'd be back, you know, back in the jackpot, whatever you want to call it. And I went to my first meeting, you know, and it was real easy to identify out. It was real easy to walk into a room, look around, say, you know, we don't look the same. We're not the same age. You know, I'm different. I don't belong here. This isn't going to work. But I didn't. And I didn't out of desperation. So there was the lifesaver. I was desperate. I didn't know any way to stop using. And an NA meeting gave me the lifesaver to say, here's a way, here's a chance. We'll be there for you. What are you doing tonight? Let's go bowling. You know? Bowling, big boys, right? That's it, Bob's big boy. That's what we do. Bowl, Bob's big boys. Three B's of recovery. I'm just very grateful to NA. I have enjoyed the opportunity to be outside of this country and go to an NA meeting and have to have somebody, you know, you can just tell, hey, wait a minute, that's what is the NA program, isn't it? I knew it. Okay. And I'm very indebted to this convention. I have, in one way or another, participated with it for probably 8, 9 years. And I'm about to move back to Missouri. This is the bittersweet part of this convention for me, that I've come here for probably about 9 years. And this is probably the last one I'll get to for a while. And so I really have been appreciative of the opportunity to put my 2 cents in on what is the NA program. And if anybody here, I think, would like to step up and input whatever they have to say about what is the NA program, I'm sure that that would be acceptable. Thanks for your time.
I'd like to thank Dennis and Scott. Before we open the meeting up to those who would like to share, please remember to come up to the microphone one at a time. Also, try to keep in mind that there are other addicts who are waiting to share. If you don't want to be recorded, please inform the person taping so that we can turn off the recorder while you are sharing. Anybody like to share?
I'm Tim. I'm an
addict. Hey, Tim.
How are you doing, family?
Good.
That's my second year in Ocean City.
Welcome back.
You're coming back.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the first one. It was great. That was, I always related Ocean City to partying. Every time I come down here, that was the first thing on my mind. where to cop from. But last year I come down here with a sponsor family, and we have a great support group. And I spent the whole weekend here in this convention center, other than sleeping at my brother's house down the street. But that's one thing that was hard, because he lives right down the street, and he knew all the places to cop and all. So as soon as I went to his house, I went to bed. And as soon as I got up, 5 o'clock in the morning, I was right back down here waiting for these doors to open. And it's an unbelievable convention. And I've been to the ones in Baltimore and all. And this one here is wild, because Ocean City has always been the partying place anytime you came here. And it's amazing that, I don't know, umpteen hundreds of people can come to Ocean City and not pick up a drug or a drink. I thought it was so cool. I mean, you're 20 feet away from nonstop partying, and everybody in here is sober. And as soon as you walk in the door, you're getting a hug. And that's one thing that did keep me around here. Everybody's give me a hug and keep coming back. I had to relapse a couple times before I opened my eyes, but we all stumble. NA program has been a lifesaver for me. I was going pretty hot and heavy for 26 years. I started using when I was 9. And I've been in jail 10 times. I spent 10 years of the past 25 years in prison. And I used in there. I became the dope man in there, so it was very easy to use. And when I got out, I went to a friend's house and screwed up. Bam, got right back into it. But the court system finally ordered me to go to NA. And of course, when you first get here, you're sitting in the back and eyeballing all the women and all. You're not paying attention to what the speaker's saying. But I was told that I got to get a sponsor, so I got one. And he helped me a lot. He's one of the most amazing people I know today. And he told me that I have to sit in the front row. I'm not allowed to sit in the back. And that's one of the things that saved my life. Because this room, as big as it is, and you're sitting back there, there's so many distractions. And so many people talking amongst themselves. And right away, you're focusing on them and not this man up here speaking. But when you're in that front row, you have to focus on this guy speaking. Because what's behind you is in the past. NA has been very good to me. Thanks to NA, I got a bank account now. $2 more than lunch money. I got a new car, which I would have never had, because that would have went up in smoke. And to thank NA, I got personalized tags that say, NA, I owe you one. And the old lady don't like it, because she's never got high in her life, and she really don't know what the NA program's all about and how it's helped me. All she knows is that I lied to her for too many years. I told her I quit getting high so many times and never did. We broke up 3-4 times a year. And she said, don't park that car in front of my house with them tags on it. I said, all right, no problem. She said, you coming over tonight? I said, nope. If I can't park in your front of your house, ain't no sense of me coming by. She gave in. But this program has been totally awesome. And if anybody don't have a sponsor, I recommend you get one right away and get a support group, because that is your lifeline. Without that, you will relapse, because nobody can do this by themselves. Ask anybody in the program. If you're out there alone, you're in dangerous territory. And when I checked myself into a rehab, my counselor told me one thing that really opened my eyes a little bit. He said,
going up in here and between that right and that left ear is like walking through a bad neighborhood. It's dangerous. And you will get in trouble there. So get a support group. That's all I'm saying. Get a sponsor. Get involved. Do the steps. Suggestions are suggestions, but you really should take them. I mean, if it wasn't for suggestions, I'd still be using. I'd still be sitting in the back. That's all I got to say is keep coming back and pick up that blue book and take suggestions. Read. If you can't read, they got it on tape. Amazing, isn't it? They think about everybody. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Hi, I'm an addict named Ryan. I'm so grateful to be here today and to be clean, you know, and I really I believe in Narcotics Anonymous and I believe in our literature. I think our literature speaks for itself. And, you know, when I hear what is a Narcotics Anonymous program, like I go right to literature. I go right to that reading and it says in the reading that our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. And, you know, for me, when I got here, all I thought it was about was staying clean. You know, I didn't know anything about spiritual principles. I didn't, you know, I'd hear people say that the drugs are just a symptom. You know, I didn't understand that. But after doing some step work and being around here a little bit, you know, I've come to realize what that means, you know. And it talks about practicing principles in all our affairs, you know, in our daily lives. And it's real easy for me to be spiritual and to be happy when I'm at a convention or when I'm at a meeting or something like that. But, you know, but how am I living when I go back to work on Tuesday? You know, how am I going to react when I'm driving home Sunday and I get stuck in a traffic jam? You know, and it's stuff like that. It's stuff that happens in my everyday life that gets to me, you know. And, you know, and this program has taught me principles like honesty and open-mindedness and willingness and acceptance and tolerance and faith. And, you know, these are things that I never had before I got here. And, I mean, it's just been a wonderful journey so far. You know, it's funny, I got down here yesterday, and I was sitting in my place last night, and it was like around 10:30. And I, you know, I'd eaten dinner and I watched some television and, you know, my disease was telling me, okay, go out somewhere, you know, go out to secrets and see if you can pick up a girl. And that's just how my disease works today. You know, I mean, I got a girlfriend, she's back at home, and it's like my disease is like telling, you know, and I'm trying to rationalize this in my head, you know, why it's the right thing to do. And, you know, what this program has taught me is that it's okay to do the right thing today, you know. And, you know, it's funny. It's like sometimes I don't always know what the right thing is, but I always know what the wrong thing is, you know. And it was like I knew that the wrong thing would be to go out and to pick up some girl and to do whatever. You know, I knew that was the wrong thing. You know, and it turned out that the right thing for me to do was just to watch a little bit more TV and get a good night's sleep. You know, it's just it's all a process of this program, and it's about, you know, trusting in a sponsor and doing the step work, you know, and showing up and being a part and doing service work and giving back. I mean, this program was given to me so freely, and it's, you know, this program has just been passed down through the years. And, you know, sometimes I'm really involved in service work, and sometimes it's really inconvenient. You know, it's really inconvenient when I got to go to a PI meeting or when I got to go to area service or when I got to get to my home group early to help set up. But you know, it's just what I gotta do today so I can keep on getting what I've been getting. And that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.
After 27 years of misery, I came to a place where everybody was just like me. Boy, that was amazing.
I don't have a whole lot to say. What it's done for me, though, more than anything, and what I found out, that this was probably the best kept secret that only God came and gave to me. And, you know, I have to praise Him for what He has done for me today. The difference in me is definitely night and day. I was so much self-absorbed in myself, where I was me for everything, and now I can get outside myself and help another suffering addict. This gentleman here was talking about how it's without parallel. It's in the literature. I read the literature thoroughly every day. I'm always trying to help another addict at any given time. I'm also out here willing to help another person, another human being. It's real simple. I put myself in the position to be available for people at all times. And I had something come up last night, and it's been on my mind because it really totally destroyed me last night. And I was determined I wasn't going to let it put a damper on this, but a friend of mine was in a place that she shouldn't have been, and we all know what happened. The police came in and arrested her, and I was debating if I should get her out, but I did, and I still debate if I did the right thing, you know, because I can't save nobody. You know, I have to worry about saving myself on a day-to-day basis. But it plugged at me so hard, I went and got her out and took her home and everything. And it hurt me so bad because just 3 days before that, we had been sitting down talking about how she was going to change and how she was going to do the right thing. And I was telling her, stay away from these places, you know. And she's been in the program before, you know, and she didn't stick with it. But see, well, I find out when I'm not talking about me, I'm not talking about nothing. That's why I wanted to talk about what this program has done for me. And most of all, it's made me a better human being. It's allowed me to put my hand out. I want to mention the young man sitting over there who's Will. And man, he is such a part of my life that a young man like that could ask me to sponsor him, 15 years old. And now I know things are terrible out there, but now what I truly do know, that there is a chance. If there's God, there is a chance. And the funny part about that is 3 or 4 days before I met Will, me and the young lady were talking about having a child, and I asked God to put a child in my life. And I say he has a sense of humor, because the very next day at the meeting, you know, put Will in my life. And that, now that's just a blessing, you know. And see, Will helps me more than I help him, I feel. You know, I have a couple other sponsees, and you know, I try and make it real simple for them, you know, because I can't put my recovery on nobody else. So, you know, I tell them, you know, when they first start out, give me a call for 30 days. Just tell me how you're doing. Hello. Real simple. Will's the only one who did it. You know, I have some older sponsees that just don't want to do it, and they've been going back and forth. But see, when I first was asked my sponsor about sponsoring these people, he said, Brad, do you think you're ready for it? And, you know, I'm not so sure I was ready for it, you know, because that's one thing this program's taught me. I need to be honest about this. And when these gentlemen, you know, used again and I made a suggestion that they tell on their disease and they didn't, you know, I sort of got feelings behind it. And once again, it goes back to the point where I can't save nobody. You know, I have to save myself. And I work hard at this program. I do a lot of service work. I found out by coming in and doing some service work, it can make me feel better about myself, make me that much a better person. The best thing that has happened to me, my sponsor, my grand sponsor, does step study. And it is no longer me going in a meeting just quoting the, you know, how it works and all that type of thing. Now I can understand exactly what is going on with me in my day-to-day basis. We've gotten down underneath the steps. It's not just looking up there reading or mimicking it or anything. I can truly sit here and say that I'm in the process of recovery. See, when I first came in, I went through a detox. And I went there because my mother wanted me out of her house. The girlfriend didn't want me no more. My job said I was not working up to par. It was that simple. I said, I'll fix them. I'll go to detox. Went to detox for 12 to 14 days. On the 14th day or 12th day, whichever it was, it really doesn't matter. When I left out of the detox facility, I used again right there in the detox parking lot. And see, that's why I say this is a program of action. And what it did for me was made me find out that I had to do some work. And I do a lot of meetings and chair positions and all that, and I try and always give it to the people the way I got it. If you put absolutely nothing into this program, you'll get absolutely nothing out. And that is what happened to me. So when I returned to the program, and it was definitely God's grace that got me back in here, He put a few things in my path to show me I needed to be back here and be amongst the people that were trying to do the same thing I was trying to do. See, when I first came there, the only thing I was trying to do was have people accept me. And when I came back, I found out social acceptability did not equal recovery. It was real simple. So it was time for me to do some work on Brad. And that is what I did. Now I work strenuously hard at being a better person. My name is Brad, and I'm an addict. Thank you.
We're at that time. Thank all those who shared.